The Commission of Inquiry into the Payment of Judgment Debt has begun its work with a caution from the sole commissioner, Justice Yao Apil, to the public to take the work of the commission seriously. This follows the inability of the Controller and Accountant General and the representative from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning to honour the invitation of the commission. Our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwe, is with us in the studio to tell us more. Augustus, now, has there been any explanation for the absence of the Controller and Accountant General and the representative from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning?
Well, of course, no explanation was given for their inability to turn up before the commission. And so it was at that instance that the sole commissioner, Justice Apel, outlined the penalties that stand before those who fail to appear before the commission, because he noted that the commission is equivalent to a high court and also has the power to subpoena people. But he said that in view of the fact that they are looking at the period from 1992 to 2011 to look at all the cases of judgment debts that had come up, they are trying as much as possible not to use their subpoena powers that much, and so they will caution you if you fail to appear before it the first time, and if you do it the second time, then they can. He also noted that they have the powers of the police, and so they can also enter premises and then search for documents that they need for their work. And so that's...
So in event of anybody failing to turn up entirely, what are some of the sanctions?
They will cause the arrest of that fellow to appear at all costs before the commission. And like I said, if they are in need of any documentation and the requisite agency is failing to bring it, then they have the powers of the police to also go to the offices of that department and get...
How long will the commission be working?
Well, Justice Apel noted that in view of the elections that are coming up, they would be breaking. So today is the only day they sat, and what they did today was to just take the documents to look further into them. They will reconvene on the 17th of December after the elections, and then from then they will go on to whatever date they are able to wrap up.
You heard our parliamentary candidate correspondent, Augustus Akwe.